Now, insurers are expected to reduce the cost of customer premiums from June. New guidelines aimed at reducing the sums awarded to personal injury claimants were recently approved, and the junior finance minister has been meeting with insurance companies and says they've indicated they plan to pass on savings in 2 months' time. Positively, it's not just car insurance premiums that are expected to fall either. Pádraig McNicholas is CEO of Munster Group Insurance here in Ennis and joins me on the line. Good morning, Pádraig.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. This is something, delighted as always, Pádraig. This is something that has been in the public eye, the public ear, for many years. A lot of issues with various types of insurance. What, just for background, what dictates the cost of an insurance policy generally?
Well, I suppose an insurance policy is basically a pooling of premiums, and where the unfortunate that have incidents draw from the pool, and the claims are made on behalf of all of the policyholders that provide that insurance pooling. And the more we draw from the pool, the higher the premium becomes. And obviously, the corollary is the less we draw from the pool, the lower the premiums become, because insurers are more attracted to entering that market and becoming more competitive in that space. And hopefully that's what we're going to see now, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, we're talking, of course, about, first of all, the awards made. Many have argued for many years that they've been way too high. Someone getting, tens of thousands for what might appear to be a minor whiplash injury. That's one side of it. Of course, the fraudulent claims as well. All of these, Pádraig, do have a significant impact on our premiums as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I suppose if we look at a little bit of the history of this, the insurance industry, and particularly the insurance companies, have been calling for many years for a review of the award system. And in fairness to Minister Darcy, the previous minister, he put a particular focus on this for a number of years. And, he set up the judicial review of the Book of Quantum and the awards that were made in respect of the various claims that would be brought to the Injuries Board or to the court system. And that body of work was completed and it was finalised. And now we see coming into effect this month the review and the fruits of that body of work. Now, what has transpired from that judicial review is that we see a lowering in the quantum being paid for soft tissue injuries. Particularly, I suppose the big complaint was whiplash, the amount of the awards, the average that was being paid in Ireland relative to that of the UK and to our friends in the EU, and that how we were totally out of sync with the awards that we were making, and that was having a knock-on effect on the cost of motor insurance in particular. So now we see that has been corrected, and we can expect that the awards will reduce in line with that revised Book of Quantum. And as a consequence of that, the insurers will be reducing their premiums.
Of course, when you look at the claims that were being made and the money being dished out, that was the law, that's the way it was. But it was also, and that was grand for people who had genuine injuries and could prove their genuine injuries, but it was very easy for other people to walk into court with so-called injuries and make significant claims. How important is it that they have looked at the payouts and how they're administered and how much is administered? You've been calling for this for years.
Yeah, for sure, for years. And really, the insurance companies, they've got what they've asked for here now. And the proof of the pudding will be in the eating and how much they reduce the premiums by. But you're absolutely right. It has been all too easy to walk into a court and claim to have various injuries and receive really excessive awards. And we've all read it in the newspapers of the crazy money that we all feel was being paid out. Now the guideline is there. The Injuries Board will follow the guidelines. And if somebody doesn't choose to take the award offered by the Injuries Board, they can go to court. That's their prerogative. But it's, I suppose, the real proof here will be, does the judiciary follow through with upholding the new set of guidelines in the Book of Quantum and follow a similar path to what the Injuries Board is expected to follow, and that there's consistency in the awards.
How significant?
If we see that, if we see that happen, then there is no benefit to going to court, and that would free up the court system of all of these particularly small claims. The industry, the insurance industry, does not want people and claimants who have received serious injury. We do not want them not to, to avail of the court facilities for very serious injuries that need to be assessed in court. But it's really the smaller claims, the soft tissue claims, which you know there's a very quick recovery from, and the quantum can be paid out relatively quickly through the injuries board.
And how significant is it that after all the years of campaigning and shouting from the rooftops that a government minister or a government or recent ministers have taken it seriously to the point of sitting down with the insurance companies?
Well, look, credit where credit is due. You know, the government took this on, and particularly Minister Darcy, he initiated this back 3 or 4 years ago in the previous government. Minister Fleming now is bringing it past the ticker tape. But they've applied a very strong focus to reform of how claims are being settled and to the awards being made. And we have to give the government credit for this. You know, they get kicked enough, but we have to give credit where credit is due. This is a major bonus to the motorist, because it's going to reduce motor insurance, but it's also going to reduce liability insurance claims. And that will have a positive knock-on effect for the leisure industry, which also has been paying very high insurance costs. And often it's forgotten that the focus is purely on the motorist. But the leisure industry and the construction industry have been paying very high liability insurance for a long number of years, at least equal to that of the motorist. So
this is
all very positive for all insurance that has a liability aspect attaching to it.
The domestic house insurance as well?
Do we know yet? It's much further removed. There is liability attaching to home insurance, but it's the exposure is quite limited, and the claims history on it is, you know, it's not one that would have given cause for concern.
But the motor insurance certainly is the one that people would be most concerned about. And people do shop around and they may go to a broker like yourselves who do all the work for them, which is wonderful as well. One caller in, it cost him €55 to change my car insurance from one car to another on an existing policy. It's a rip-off. Well, I don't know who he was dealing with there. But look, there are costs, obviously, Pádraig, involved with any transaction like that, any work that might be involved in changing and policies. But going forward in June or July or August, whenever this comes to pass, should we expect to see significant or minimal enough changes in the cost of our cover? Will we save a few, Bob?
Well, you know, if we look at the last 2 years, we have seen the cost of motor insurance reducing. Last year, you know, there was a lot of commentary there about insurance companies giving back limited returns in relation to the reduced amount of driving that was on the roads arising from COVID. But what wasn't seen was actually how the premiums started to tumble. And I suppose we in the industry and as in Munster Group, we have seen the insurance premium reduce on private car for young drivers, for vans, hugely so for commercial vehicles. We've seen it becoming a very, very competitive space. And, you know, we expect to continue to see further reductions. The promises made by the insurance companies has been that if the government followed through on their commitment, that they in turn would follow through with further premium improvements.
But I think it's only, at the moment, it's just some companies have made a commitment. I think the minister is going to continue meeting other companies. Would you be hopeful that all companies will get on board?
I think they will, because if they fail to, I think they will lose their competitive edge and their competitors will swallow up the market. So they will have to become more competitive. So the minister, you're correct, is meeting all of the insurers. He's halfway through at the moment, having met all the CEOs. And I'm sure he'll be impressing on them the importance and their commitment as insurance companies to follow through with premium reductions.
This, of course, Pádraig, you know yourself, has been a long time coming. Hopefully something will get out of it. Has it been a tough year for the sector, you know, with restrictions and lockdowns? Were there less people on the road? Were there people not renewing policies that you're aware of?
For us in Munster Group, it has been quite a good year because we have always just, you know, wanted the customer to pick up the phone and get our price. Mm-hmm. And with the customer having more time at home, whether they're temporarily laid off from their job or whatever, they have actually taken on that task. And I suppose we've enjoyed some growth. Equally, we have seen in the commercial sector, we're just in motor fleet or in the construction industry or various industries, the number of vehicles that they would have on the road would have reduced in line with the effects of COVID. But overall, I think the industry has held its own, and we would expect a bounce back when we would have a full opening again of society.
And in general terms, Pádraig, how important is it for someone to shop around, not to go to one company and just take what they're offered? Of course, the option, needless to say, is to go to a broker. But for those who do their own shopping or their own insurance work, it's important to shop around, isn't it?
Well, look, in Munster Group, that's our job, is to shop around. I suppose between all of the providers we have, between commercial and personal insurance, we deal with about 60 insurance companies. So we try and match the product to the customer. Some customers want the absolute cheapest. Others want a quality product and are prepared to pay a little bit extra for it. And we try and match the product to the customer. That's our role within the industry. And we always encourage people to shop around. We say, look, ring whoever your broker is, ring them, because they have a wider opportunity and a wider range of products to offer the customer, and are not just restricted to one product.
Which
I suppose our competitors a lot of the time are.
Of course. And very finally, Pádraig, I know you're repeating pretty much what we said earlier. People will, of course, be asking, should they see a change in what they're paying later on in the year? Will companies tell them that they're getting a reduction because of this new agreement with the minister?
Well, I suppose if you're an insurance broker, you'd be shouting from the treetops, because we expect to be leading out these reductions in premium, and we will be pressurising any insurer that we see is not applying an element of fairness in the market. And that, you know, if their reductions aren't commensurate with what they should be, we'd be pointing it out to them. But yeah, we're shouting from the treetops to the mm-hmm. customer that we're expecting reductions, and obviously we'll be passing on those reductions straight to the customer, because that's our responsibility.
And you'll be telling those insurers that, you know, if they're not going to follow suit with everybody else, you'll tell your customer, well, we're not going to go with A because B has reduced our policy. It's having the customers back in many ways, because they might know what's going on. They mightn't understand what's going on either.
Oh, for sure, and we wouldn't ask them to be, you know, we wouldn't expect a customer to understand what's going on in the background, but that's our responsibility. And if insurers, if the client had an existing insurer that wasn't prepared to bring forward reductions, we would be obviously searching the market then for who's the best, next best, or the very best pricing, and they will find that they're the insurers we will be swapping and changing the insurers to suit the climate and to suit the needs of the customer.
Mighty stuff, Pádraig. Thank you as always.
We do expect the reductions, and we're looking forward to some positivity in the market from the customer.
Hopefully. A lot of work being done in any case. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it, Pádraig McNicholas, who is CEO of Munster Group Insurance here in Ennis.